was kind of exciting to see us do some of the things that we did there in the second series. Got a 7-play drive going, and then unfortunately we were disappointed in a couple of the endings of some of the drives. You know, a 3rd down, 3, shot a snap overhead, a 4th and 2, shot a snap overhead, then came back and had some pretty decent drives, and then it was nice to have a good 4-minute win at the end in terms of being able to hold the ball for a lot of the, you know, last 4 minutes or so, 3.5 minutes. I thought Steven did a good job there, and then Rick did a great job getting us down there to score that final touchdown. So,
do you see the center position as a sticky spot like a lot of others do?
I think that it's still 20-something days away from opening day, so we have an opportunity to continue to evaluate and watch the competition. You know, I think one of the things that has happened here is we've been so spoiled. We've had the same center here for how many years, right? So as I was thinking about this the other day when I was driving home, I was like, not only is it did we shoot 2 snaps over our head, right, in the first preseason game, we did it in a time that it was Brad Meester, the first year that he's not on our team. So I think it kind of brought a little extra, it magnified up a little bit more. So I think we have a good competition going, though. I think it's pretty cool. We're going to see there'll be 4 centers that play this week again on Thursday night, and we'll be able to continue to watch them develop and watch them grow and evaluate each week.
Brandon Linder worked at center yesterday.
Yep.
I think for the first time in the practice field.
Yep, and he'll play some on Thursday night as well. We had him. He played some center for us at Miami, so felt pretty good in terms of giving him some opportunities out there as well. So we'll see Brewster, we'll see Jacques, we'll see Linder, and we'll see Bowenko all play center on Thursday night.
Is that a contingency, or is this a 3-man race then?
No, I think what it is we're trying to, you know, we talked about, I guess, a week ago or so, like that interior line, how we're trying to figure out which 2 of the 3 are going to play, you know, and it's still that same discussion, right? We're still trying to figure out exactly, okay, we feel really good. You know, we've got Jokel and Zane, right? And then Pastor played for us for 11 games, and now we have that center and guard position where neither of those guys were really the center of the guard last year. And then we drafted another guy, so none of the 3 really were center guard. And then we drafted another guy in the 6th round with Bowenko. So now you got 4 guys, and they're continuing to compete. And we're really going to allow it to play itself out, just like we are at some of the other positions, like the running back position, like the wide receiver position. I mean, drafted Allen Robinson, but he hasn't played yet. And Cecil hasn't really played very much, but he is the only one that has really catches out of the whole group in the NFL.
What did you like about Blake, and what's he got to clean up to move forward?
I think that, you know, first time out there, he was poised. He seemed very comfortable. I think he seemed very confident. And he made the right decisions with the ball. I mean, if you look at it, you probably could make the argument that we could have gone 10 for 11. He probably would have liked to have seen a little bit of a lower ball to bump us down in the red zone. But, you know, the other 2 were certainly balls that were catchable. And so he had a chance there to have quite a day. And I think he handled himself very well. He came in immediately looking for feedback in terms of what he could do better, not praise, you know. And what he can do better is he can continue to work his feet. He, you know, regressed a little bit in his footwork. And that kind of always happens when you're first time playing with live bullets and you're no longer wearing a red jersey. So you're actually now, you know, now it's going. Now we're rolling. And so I think sometimes you speed up your feet, you throw a little more off balance, but all in all, I thought he had a good performance.
Is Gary Hart going to practice today?
Yeah, Toby is practicing today. Okay. And hopefully that means that it'll be indicative of him being able to play on Thursday night. We just obviously have to see how he does coming back.
Do you think you'll get a good look at Blake in pressure situations in the preseason, or does the preseason just not lend itself to that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it really depends on who you play. In terms of pressure as in, like, 5-man rush, 6-man rush, or in terms of pressure as in anxiety pressure? So if you're talking about in terms of is he going to get blitzed, I think it all depends on who you're playing, right? Are you playing a team like the Jets in preseason or the Browns with Mike Pettine where I saw will free safety, I saw weak corner, I saw double A-gap blitzes, I saw strong safety coming, you know, so you can see all sorts of stuff. Or are you going to play a team where against Tampa, I think they had 1 5-man rush the whole game. So I think we'll see what Chicago does, and then we'll see what Detroit ends up doing. But, you know, the key for him is to be able to not only handle the pass rush pressure, but also maybe he'll get a 2-minute drive and see how he can lead us down and that type of deal.